understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
It's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. It's also, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, let's say, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Music Waste, Vancouver's annual volunteer-driven festival of local music, art, and comedy, is celebrating its 20th year of existence.
Hey, bud! Let's party!
The festival is taking place June 5th through 8th in various venues across East Vancouver. Passes are available now at Zulu Records, Red Cat Records, and Audio Pile. Music Waste is also looking for individuals interested in volunteering. For more updates, the 2014 Music Waste schedule, or to sign up to volunteer, visit www.musicwaste.ca.
Yes, bravo. Yes, indeed. This is going to make your world a lot different than the one I grew up in.
You know what?
CITR.
And?
Sure, it's over there.
And over there is where that sound is coming from. Right, Mr. Marconi?
Through the air, across the ocean. The first time ever.
going on a trip today. Hey, airlines are booked and tequila shots are on the way. We're going to a land where we can scar the day away. It's a lot more fun to be drunk in Mexico anyway. Shows. Our brothers and sisters waiting in the cities of Mexico. We're steady through the nights, but don't drink outside the cups, say no. The nights are warm, it's 3 a.m., let's get up and go.
One. lights of the city. We are the rays of the sun. We sit and do nothing. But what have we done? We are one. One. One and the same. Yeah, we are one.
So welcome to the show. You're listening to The Morning After Show on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is still Osvaldo Perez. And I have a very special guest today. We have Paul Barnetson, or what?
Yes, that's my name, Paul Barnetson.
Okay, and also we have here...
Kelly MacLeod.
Kelly MacLeod. And these guys are going to be performing at Charkey Grill this Saturday. As part of the band,
Crazy Humans on the Bus.
Crazy Humans on the Bus. That's a brand new band, no?
Brand new band. Pretty brand new. First show.
Yeah. First show?
First show that we're playing.
Real
together.
Show.
First show ever of that band.
Crazy Humans.
Yeah. Crazy Humans on the Bus. Yeah, it's going to be really cool. It's going to be the world premiere. So we have the world premiere also here on the studio of these guys. I know Paul plays. You play drums too.
I play drums
and guitar. And what else do you play?
And I sing, and I can play other instruments, but I mostly play guitar and drums. Yeah.
Okay. So now you decided to start a new project, new band. Or?
Yeah, we're both crazy humans, and we ride the bus every day.
We rode the bus here, actually.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
So you got us here in the studio without the bus. But, he rode the 99, and I think that's one of the craziest buses. So
yeah, it's true.
If you've ever, I'm sure everyone at UBC has rode the 99 at one point or another.
But yeah, it's a brand new project that we just started, and we've been playing music for not that long, but we definitely have something going, and a lot of ideas, and it's awesome.
Cool. You play music on the bus too, or sometimes?
We should, though.
We were taking photos for a band on the bus, and I just felt this presence behind me, and this huge drunk guy, had just photobombed us and stuck his head in the photo. So I think it's a good band name.
So that's how you get the name of the band?
Pretty much.
That's funny. Okay, so yeah, these guys are gonna be performing this Saturday at Charkey Grill, so we're excited about that. So we started the show with a couple of Los Furious songs, How the Mighty Have Fallen and Sky in Mexico, and then we listened to the Mean Threes with One of the Same here on CITR. Summer is here, it's pretty nice.
The weather's
outside.
Beautiful,
yeah. Today at least.
So let's listen to a live song. You guys have a djembe there and guitar, so
and our voices.
So what are you gonna play?
The first song we're playing is called Jealous Libra, and just by chance, me and Paul both happen to be Libras and both happen to get jealous. So
you guys are Libras.
Yeah.
Both are Libras.
Yeah,
our birthdays are 3 days away from each other.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, that's true. Are you ready?
Let's do this. Running my veins are vibrating.
till it's all over. And I'll stay, yeah, yeah, till it's all over. Ooh. And I'll turn gray.
What was the name of the song again?
Joe's Libra.
Joe's Libra?
Joe's Libra.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's called Jealous Libra, yeah.
Who's Joe? Why is he stealing my Libra? Can get me all jealous.
Cool. Yeah, don't miss these guys performing this Saturday. First ever show.
North by Northeast is Toronto's festival destination, taking the town over this June 13th to the 22nd. These 10 jam-packed days feature music, film, art, interactive innovations, and comedy. To enjoy all things North by Northeast, be sure to grab your tickets online at nxne.com/tickets. That's nxne.com/tickets.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC. Or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
We'll be right back. she lived in Miami. They said she died in Miami. But who cares? Who cares? Who cares? I hope you knew how I'd remember you. Believe, oopsie. Now she's gone. Now she's gone. I'm glad I'll never see her again. Glad now she's gone. Now she's gone. I'm glad. But who cares? Who cares?
So that was Hunting. That's Bradley Ferguson new band. Pretty cool. Eileen Obscene. And before that, we listened to We Need Surgery with Cocoon. Pretty cool band. And we're here with Paul and Kelly. And they have a band called Crazy Humans on the Bus, and they're going to be performing an all-ages, no-cover show at Charky Grill, 1955 Cornwall, this Saturday. First ever show of the band, so that's going to be really cool, yeah. Excited for that. So now you switch instruments?
Yeah, now we're switching. Kelly's playing a song for you guys.
You do that on stage too? Like, you play with the drums? You're going to drum and play guitar? Because today is acoustic, no?
We do a jam where I play djembe and harmonica at the same time.
Crazy. Cool. Okay, well, listen to another song, no? Because we have an interview later on today.
Yeah, let's do it. Cool. All right. I, like most people, love my friends. So, of course, I like to exploit them with my music. So here's a song of my friends. It's called My Friends.
Awesome.
All right. my friend, he's an anarchist / pharmacist. Okay, maybe he's an addict. My friend thinks she's the chosen one, and she's beautiful to everyone. Maybe she's just narcissistic. My friend, he says, fuck this, fuck everything, and fuck the system. And he's a goddamn accountant. My girl, she's not my girl. Maybe she wasn't my girl to begin with, and I'm just unrealistic. This world is fucking bullshit. All its people are hypocrites. There's a beauty in it. There's a beauty in it. This song is going nowhere. All it's doing is stating the obvious. There's a beauty in that. There's a beauty in that. Oh, oh, oh no. Oh, 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 fucking no. Oh, oh, oh no. My friends, we think we're the best. We're all musicians and artists. But come on, we're so pretentious. Think we're above cultural appropriation and this fast food nation, but we still totally eat McDicks from time to time. And then my friend comes in with a line about how much he boycotts McDonald's. I'm like, come on, Subway is just as bad. Haven't you ever heard of Monsanto? This world is fucking bullshit. All its people are hypocrites. There's a beauty in it, and there's a beauty in it. This song is going nowhere. All it's doing is stating the obvious. There's a beauty in that. There's a beauty in that. Oh, there's a beauty in that. Oh, oh, oh no. Oh, 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 fucking no.
Cool. Yeah, let's have a couple of people saying that's a cool song there on the Facebook.
All right.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Facebook.
Yeah.
Some cool people.
Yeah, for sure. So, any plans? Are you guys going to be like doing a full band thing or something like that?
We do have a bass player. His name is Chad Watson. And he's crazy.
He's the funkiest dude I've ever met.
He's the funkiest bass player on the planet, and he like lives up the sound a lot.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool having three of us on stage. We're very rhythm oriented, which is
That's very true.
Makes your feet stomp a little bit.
So the show at the Charkey will be a full band.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. So it's gonna be like a trio or?
Yeah,
a trio.
Trio
of crazy humans on the bus. We're thinking of just getting on a bus and playing some music and seeing what happens, but we might get kicked off as well.
Cool. Okay, so we have on the line. Who do we have here on the line? I think it's Mervin Derbisevich. Are you there?
Pretty good.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. So Mervin is a filmmaker, and he has a brand new film called Cruel and Unusual, which is pretty interesting, actually. I really like your film. You're based here in Vancouver, or where are you based?
Yes, I'm based here in Vancouver. I was born in Winnipeg, and but moved here before my first birthday. My parents couldn't handle the winters there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't blame them. Yeah, so I saw your film Cruel and Unusual, and it's kind of like this guy that goes to a special kind of hell or purgatory, and it's like a very trippy adventure that he has there. You want to tell us a little bit of how do you come with the idea of doing such a surrealistic film?
Yeah, it started with just a small idea. I was listening to a news report about someone who had done something terrible to his family members, and we were talking about what his punishment should be, how many years in prison should he get, and so on. And I thought, assuming he wasn't a psychopath, that the hell that going through his own mind must be worse than anything that we could administer, you know, the guilt and remorse. So, you know, I imagine that in this version of hell, he would have to live with himself, and not only that, but he would have to do it over and over and over again.
Yeah, it's really cool. And where did you get the idea of the TVs? Like, or who are the people on the TVs that are there?
When Edgar, the main character, arrives in this hell, it's run like a therapy session, and I thought that the people that run this place I wanted to separate them from the other inhabitants, than the inmates of this place, and you know, I wondered how to do that. Should it just be a voice that we, you know, coming from above, or should it be, you know, some strange creature? And I thought, you know, all of that almost seemed comical and needed some way to dehumanize them, so I thought maybe it would be interesting to put them into monitors.
Uh-huh.
You know, and originally I thought maybe they'd be modern flat screens, and I thought, no, that has too much of a sci-fi feel, and it's not really a sci-fi film, so you know, I opted to go with the CRT monitors, the old tube style, and I think they give a really interesting, sinister look to them as well.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's not a sci-fi film, but it has elements, no? And it has elements of a horror film, and it has elements also of, like, a drama and everything. So it's a pretty complete and nice film
it
there.
It has all of those elements, and because of that, it makes it really hard to fit it into a genre. It's something I struggled with right from the beginning. Is it a horror? Is it a sci-fi? Is it a fantasy? Is it a thriller? It has a little bit of each of those, and yet none of them describe the film totally. So the term that I came up with was a surrealistic puzzle film. I think that pretty much encapsulates it.
Yeah, no, I was very pleasantly surprised when I saw I was watching the film. When are the dates that are going to be presented?
It's playing Wednesday, the 28th. At the Van City Theater, and then again this Saturday, and then the following Saturday. We played this last Saturday as well, and it sold out. So
okay.
I think the ticket sales are going fairly well. You can get tickets at vif.org, or if you want to visit the website at www.cruelandunusual.net, you can also get tickets there.
Okay, so this Wednesday...
Wednesday the 28th, I believe.
Okay, at what time?
That one's 8:30, and then Saturday it's 10:15, and the following Saturday it's 10:30 p.m.
Okay, yeah. So there you go, at the Van City Theater. Is this your first film?
This is my first feature film, yes. I've written and directed short films, and directed some television, and I wrote a pilot for the CBC a few years back, but this is my first feature film.
Okay. How long did it take you to film it and everything?
Well, the writing process was pretty extensive. It took me a couple of years because I really wanted to make sure the script was tight. I knew we didn't have a lot of... We wouldn't be able to have a lot of money to make the film, so I wanted to make sure that the script was very complete and finished. And so that took a couple of years, and as you know, it's fairly complex as well. And then the filming, we had three five-day weeks, so 15 days.
Okay. Where is that, the hell? Where did you film the hell?
I filmed that at Riverview Hospital.
Okay.
Fantastic location. It's. I also work in set decorating, and I used to work on The X-Files many years ago, and we shot there almost weekly. So I spent a lot of time in that hospital, and And it's just so beautiful and haunting and creepy, all those things. Every time that I went in there, I thought, one day I want to make a film in this place. And when I first came up with the concept of the Hell as an Institution, Riverview came to mind immediately.
Yeah, cool. And the casting, where did you get the actors?
Most of them are from Vancouver. The exception is the lead, David Richmond Peck, who actually spent a lot of time in Vancouver, but he's originally from Toronto, and that's where he lives now.
Okay, cool. Yeah, pretty awesome film. So the dates again at the Van City Theater, they're on Seymour and Davie, this Wednesday at 8:30, is that correct?
That's correct.
And then the following couple of Saturdays, 10 or 10:30?
10:15 and then 10:30. I think the dates are June 1st and June 7th.
Okay, so get there before 10 so you have a chance to get in and enjoy.
Yeah, I think the best idea is to get your tickets ahead of time because there are only four screenings and the first one sold out. But if you check the website, it also shows if it's been sold out. So you can always walk up and buy tickets as well.
Okay. Cool. Are you going to be there answering questions and
unfortunately,
people?
I'm not. I was at the first screening on Saturday, but I'm actually leaving today to go to Spain because it's playing in a festival in Madrid.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so tomorrow it plays in Madrid. I'm going to be there for that. But there will be some cast members at the subsequent screenings, like Michelle Harrison, who's one of the leads. She was in Toronto for our premiere, but she'll be there on Wednesday, and the producer Matthew Servi and some of the other cast will be at all the screenings as well, and I think they're planning to do a Q&A afterwards.
Okay, and Bernadette, she's also from here, no?
She is, yes. Bernadette's from here, and she was quite a remarkable story. She didn't have a lot of acting experience. She'd done a little bit before that, but she was so good in her auditions that she left us no choice but to cast her in the film as role of Melon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, don't miss this film, Cruel and Unusual. Is that the? How did you come up with the name?
Well, I thought it aptly described the two things. It aptly described the punishment that these people go through because. You know, they experiencing the worst thing you've ever done in your life over and over again, it could be considered cruel and unusual. And it also, I think, aptly describes the tone of the film. It's a little bit darker. You know, there's some dread in it. It's not super heavy, but it is a little darker. And it's definitely an unusual story structure, I would say.
Cool, yeah. And there's a redemption, no? There's like a way of escaping from hell in one way or...
Yes.
Or another, no?
Edgar, the lead character, in the end finds a way to beat the system a little bit, and there is an optimistic ending, which I think is important. For me, we can't say it's a happy ending, but it's an optimistic ending.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we're not gonna give away what's happening in the film too much, so people can go and check it out. Maybe can we give a couple of tickets for tomorrow's film?
Absolutely, yeah, sure.
Okay, so people, if you want to go check out this film, 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487, 604-822-CITR. And thank you, Merlin, for giving us a call and sharing your film with us. Pretty cool film, congratulations. And I wish you good luck there in Spain. Did you submit to Stiges?
We did not because we're having our premiere in Madrid, so... Sitges just wants, we're having our Spanish premiere in Madrid, so they just want Spanish premieres or European premieres. But after Madrid, we're going to Shanghai almost immediately.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, thank you, Merlin, and good luck with the film.
Thank you as well. My pleasure.
Cheers.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
So there you go. If you want to go check out this sci-fi horror thriller film, give us a call here. We're going to give you some tickets. Okay, let's play a song while we give the tickets away. This one, I think, fits.
to the nearest passerby. She's lost control, and she gave away the secrets of her past and said I've lost control again. And of a voice that told her when and where to act, she said I've lost control again.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. Congratulations to Toby. He won the tickets to go check out the film. So we put it there like A Means to an End by Joy Division, covered by The Rain on the Sidewalk. I think it was pretty fitting for that film. Now we're listening to She Lost Control, also by Joy Division. Well, we have some guests here. The Crazy Humans on the Bus are performing this Saturday as a full band. No, that's going to be really cool. So let's play a song, no? What are we going to play?
This next song, we don't really have a name for it. It's called The Blues Song. It's in a progression. And someone came up to us after one of our shows and said, isn't that a song by Jeff Chapman, who is another artist who plays at Café du Soleil a lot? And we were like, no, it's our song.
But and they were like, no, I'm pretty sure you didn't write that. I'm pretty sure someone else wrote that.
So this is The Blues.
Oh,
Blues song. Cool. Hey, let's play this band that I really like. And they're going to be performing on June 26th. The Oh Wells are going to be performing at Astorinos with Alisa Baker, Jamie Roderick, and Tessa Mousourakis. The Oh Wells. It's an all-ages show at Astorinos. There are Venables and Commercial Drive.
Green and blue, the street lights look new. What the f*** are you doing, Phil?
Right now it's time to...
Peanut butter. First you dig peanuts and you dig them. Then you crush them. Then you spread them. Peanut butter. Peanut butter.
If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your host Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
On May 30th, Bestie celebrates the release of their new album, No Bad Days, at Fortune Sound Club. Plus special guests Sunshine, Needs, Derival, and the Can I Live DJs. Advanced tickets are available at High Life, Zulu, Red Cat, and Beat Street Records, or online at ticketzone.com. For more information, go to fortunesoundclub.com. Music Waste, Vancouver's annual volunteer-driven festival of local music, art, and comedy, is celebrating its 20th year of existence.
Hey, bud! Let's party!
The festival is taking place June 5th through 8th in various venues across East Vancouver. Passes are available now at Zulu Records, Red Cat Records, and Audiopile. Music Waste is also looking for individuals interested in volunteering. For more updates, the 2014 Music Waste schedule, or to sign up to volunteer, visit www.musicwaste.ca.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. So, yeah, we were listening there to Soatoa. It's a new band, I guess. Soatoa from the LP Latent. Did you send us the CD today? Looks pretty cool. And actually, they have a show at the Fox Cabaret on June 12th. With the album's release show. But we have it here. So, Hot Panda and Buckman Co. are playing also. So it's going to be a cool show, that one. Check it out. Probably have tickets for that for next weekend. What else? Play a song? I think you want to play a song? Yeah? What should we play?
This song's called Mere Memory.
Mere Memory?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. your memory. Oh, it's been so long, Lord, since you've been dead to me. Holding on to the me memory. Oh, it's been so long, Lord, since you've been dead to me. Hey, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Oh,
and that hypes us up more than people were playing.
So that was the Crazy Humans on the Boss. So that's gonna be with drums.
That's gonna be with this
and then a floor tom.
A floor tom as well.
Okay.
Deep, deep sound. Yeah.
To all Crazy Humans on the Bus, be excellent to each other
and party on, dudes.
Okay, we have another cool show happening soon. This May 30th at a new venue. It's the Royal Canadian Legion number 142. That's a corner of Alma and Broadway. And there's four bands playing. The R-Types, Molly Be Damned, Ottaway Brother and Allen, and Reptile Zoo. So four bands playing there. You guys should play there too. It's gonna be a cool.
Don't you play drums for
good venue?
I play drums for Ottaway Broder Allen for every time to time. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a new venue there. So you should check it out. This Friday is happening. So let's play a couple of songs for these guys. This one is Molly Be Damned. Remember that you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show.
Manus, God of primal darkness, as thou hast decreed, so have I done. The hands of fate have doomed this man. Thy will is done. We'll be right back.
So that's Molly B. Dam. They're going to be performing this Friday at the Legion there at Alma on Broadway with the R-Types. Let's play some R-Types here. They're pretty cool. Check out.
You're cheating on me. You understand that? Hello? You are cheating on me by being in contact with her.
We'll be right back.
So those are the R-Types. Couple of songs there from the R-Types. Skull and Bastard of Life. They're going to be playing with Molly Be Damned. We'll listen to a couple of songs from them. Behold the Manatee. She was like, wow. And their opening is Ottaway Brother and Allen. So let's play a song from them before it's too late. This is called East and West. Check it out. This show is going to be at Broadway and Alma. The Legion there. This Friday. So we reached the end of the show. We're going to leave you with this song from Reptile Zoo, also performing this Friday there at the Legion. And I'll see you next week. This was the Morning After Show.
my mind is right at its definition.